When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hey guys, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We're talking about, are you growing or are you stuck? Spiritual growth versus spiritual stagnation. This episode is a heart check. We're going to dive into what real spiritual growth looks like and how to recognize it when we're drifting into spiritual stagnation without even realizing it. Let's get started. First, let's be clear. Growth is not just a suggestion for the Christian life. It's a command. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Growth is supposed to be a part of our normal, everyday walk with God. Not perfection, not performance, but progress. And we're called to move forward in faith, in understanding, in obedience, and in love. But sometimes, without meaning to, we hit a place where we stop moving forward. We're busy, we're not growing, we're active, but we're stuck. So how do you know if you're growing or not? Well, here's a couple signs to help you out a little bit. You're more sensitive to God's voice through His Word. You're quicker to repent when you fall short. You have a deeper love for God and for His people. You're willing to let go of what doesn't honor Him, even when it's hard. You hunger for more for truth than for entertainment. You trust God even when you don't understand what He's doing. Now, growth isn't always flashy, isn't always showy, and sometimes it's quite slow. Sometimes it's quiet. Oftentimes it's uncomfortable. But it's always real. And it can be powerful. Now, what about signs that you might be stuck? Well, talk about that too. Maybe you're going through the motions. Your heart feels disconnected. You're resistant to change or conviction. You're easily offended or defensive when challenged by truth. You feel spiritually bored or apathetic. Sin feels more normal and repentance feels less urgent. And your passion for God's Word and His presence has faded. Now listen, this isn't a guilt trip. No one's pointing fingers. No one's accusing. No one's doing anything like that. It's about truth. It's about awareness. And sometimes God shows us these signs, not to shame us, but to invite us into something better. Now let's talk about why we get stuck. There are a lot of reasons, spiritually. Some of the most common ones, we're comfortable. We settle for what feels easy. Fear. We're afraid of the cost of change. What about pride? Have you ever felt that one? We think we're doing good enough, and we stop pursuing deeper growth. What about distractions? I got quite a few of those. Don't know about you. We get caught up in the busyness of life and neglect our spiritual health. What about wounds? Past hurts cause us to put up walls even with God. Yeah, I got a few of those too. Here's the good news. You don't have to stay stuck. God is always ready to meet you where you are and lead you forward. If you're realizing you've been stuck, it's not too late. Here's how you can start growing again. First, be honest with God. He already knows. Tell him where you are. Don't hide. And he's not mad at you. Get back to the basics. We know this. Spend time in the Word. Pray. Worship. Not out of obligation, because you have to, because out of your love for him. Welcome conviction, not condemnation. Conviction is God's kindness pulling you back. Condemnation is the enemy trying to push you away. Choose obedience over comfort. Growth usually requires stepping out of what feels easy. Trust him with the process. Stay connected to healthy community. You're not meant to grow alone. Find people who will encourage you, challenge you, and walk with you. Philippians 1:6 says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." God's not finished with you yet. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for calling us to grow. Not out of pressure, but out of love. Forgive us for the times we've grown uncomfortable or distracted. Wake us up again. Restore our hearts. Help us to hunger for you more than we hunger for anything else. Grow us in grace. Grow us in wisdom. Grow us into who you created us to be. We trust that you will finish the work you started. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Bible Study with Chris J. I hope and pray that it touched you in some way, because we've all have been in this position. If you know somebody that's in that position right now, maybe it's you. Leave a comment down below or a prayer request. Thank you for joining me. Till next time, keep growing, keep rooted in his word, keep praying, keep praising.